This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today with retail. Not the first time we have done that. No, probably not the last one either, to be honest, because as we have been reporting, it is ugly out there in retail land. Here with another part of that narrative, Staples, the office supply store, has agreed to be bought for nearly $7 billion. If the private equity deal goes through, it would be the biggest buyout of the year to date. But, and you knew there would be a but here, sales and profits of the company have been falling steadily for years now. So given that, Marketplace's Ryan Kailath went to find out who is buying and why.
The who part is easy. The private equity firm Sycamore Partners specializes in struggling retailers. Now it's offering $10.25 a share for Staples. Keith Trauner of Goodhaven Capital owns over a million shares, and
our feeling is that the price is too low.
The offer on the table is about a third of Staples' revenue. Most retailers command three times that when they sell. Trauner says all the retail pessimism lately let Sycamore pick up a sweet bargain. But with Staples,
you're really looking at an online company, not a traditional retailer.
Retail's only about a third of Staples' business. Most of its revenue comes from big corporate and government delivery contracts. And Staples is pushing that side of the business hard. Their new TV commercials don't feature any stores or products, just business professionals and empty warehouses. And the slogan, it's pro time.
Some pros play in front of 15,000 people. Some dream of hiring 15,000 people.
The question for that delivery business is whether Staples can stave off the likes of Amazon. One approach would be to merge with Office Depot. The company's tried this twice before and lost at trial with the Federal Trade Commission.
If the case were tried again, the result would probably be the same.
Antitrust lawyer Mark Ostrow says the legal landscape hasn't changed, but the enforcement landscape has. He says the current FTC might not even bring a case.
Currently, the FTC is supposed to have five commissioners. Right now, there are two.
Which means Sycamore's best bet to turn Staples around might be to try for that merger pretty soon. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.